Virgil, tell me about your journey this year. Obviously, you signed a contract and, you know, didn't know how things were going to play out. You know, coming off of Coach Fox, now Coach Kubiak's here. Tell me about your journey, how satisfying it is to be here.
Oh, it's great to be back. You know, you play this game for one reason. It's to win a championship at any level. So to have this opportunity to be at the Super Bowl again is great. It shows the level of commitment and focus that every guy on this team has had. And, you know, we're excited to get out there and play.
As a fellow tight end, tell me about Greg Olsen and how you admire his game.
I've always had a ton of respect for Greg Olsen. My redshirt year, we had a bowl game at Nevada in Boise, and we played Miami. And I was just enamored by the things he could do. And in the NFL, always watching him, the way he runs his routes, how tough he plays, how he doesn't shy away from too much contact. So I think he's a great tight end.
A lot of talk about you guys being underdogs. Is this a role that you enjoy?
You know, anytime I watch a game and I catch it at like the first quarter or a college game in the middle of the first half, if I don't know both teams, I'm rooting for the underdog. I like to see a team come from behind or you know, go against all odds, and I like being the underdog.
How key will it be in this game for you guys to establish that run game?
I think it's going to be critical. You know, to be physical up front, any game that offensively that we've had tremendous success this year, we've ran the ball well, and it's going to be imperative that we get that done.
I was talking to Benny about improving on the offense, and he said it's all about execution. You know, how key is it for you guys to just continue to work on that stuff? I mean, if you think about it, Peyton's only been back with you for X amount of games now.
You know, execution is key. You know, I think part of execution goes into preparation. You know, we have to make sure we know these guys in and out, and I think we do. You know, the coaches have done a tremendous job of game planning, and we're definitely excited to get out there and execute this game plan.
What have you learned from Owen Daniels, and how important has his relationship with Coach Kubiak and being in that offense helped you guys out?
I think the most important thing I've learned from Owen is just his route running. His route running is just so amazing. The moment he first walked into Dove Valley, you could just see he was still a very good route runner. And I think his relationship with Kubiak, I mentioned before, the communication, you know, him and Kub can talk back and forth, and Owen can relate things to Peyton, and Peyton can relate things back to Kubiak through Owen. So I think that communication factor is huge for us.
You guys have been doing an awful lot of talking the last 48 hours. How excited are you to get back to practice?
Definitely excited. You know, this is what we do. That's the norm for us. When you're on that field, anything else outside of football doesn't matter. So it's definitely great for us to get back on the field.
When you look at that Panthers defense, tell me about Luke Kuechly and the threat he poses.
You know, he's obviously a great player. I think the threat he poses is the ability to lead the rest of the guys. On a basketball court, you have a floor general. On the football court, on the football field, he's a field general. He gets everybody in the right positions. You know, those guys, I'm sure they look up to him by how he plays. And he's just an amazing player. I played him in college, and I had a great time in that game. So hopefully this game will be great as well.
You were here 2 years ago. You were part of the loss to Seattle. Tell me about avenging that.
You know, that loss definitely made us hungry, the guys that were there. I can remember ever since that game, I've been talking to a lot of guys that were there, and we just talked about how fun the experience was, but next time we go, we definitely have to win a championship ring. So that's the mindset, that's the focus, and that's the goal.
Virgil, tell me about the unsung heroes on this team. You got a different big guy stepping up. I mean, even a guy like Shiloh Keo, who, you know, fields that onside kick to get the team here.
Everybody has an imperative role, and it's important on special teams, offense, defense. So I'm sure everybody even practice squad guys, you know, they feel like they're part of this too. We all have had our hand in this, and all our roles are equally important.
There's been an awful lot of talk about the O-line, and they've really been improving of late. Someone who helps contribute a part of that, how satisfying is this?
It's great to be moving guys off the line of scrimmage, have the running backs make great plays. It definitely builds your confidence, and like I said before, hopefully we could do that in the Super Bowl, execute, and win the game.